Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
Well, Thanksgiving is upon us. But before you enjoy that turkey dinner with friends and family, and before all the football games, let's go back and take a look at the first Thanksgiving holiday. No, not the one with the pilgrims and Indians. Long before that, in the book of 1 Chronicles. In chapter 16, it says, "Then on that day, David ordained Asaph and his brothers to give thanks to the Lord." Who was Asaph? Asaph was the chief musician who wrote several of the Psalms. He founded one of the first music academies and was one of the earliest worship leaders with one of the very first worship bands. Let's look at the Psalm of Thanksgiving in Chronicles 16. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. The reason for this celebration was that the Ark of the Covenant had been brought to David's hometown. Yes, the same Ark that Indiana Jones was after. The Ark originally contained Aaron's staff, the tablets with the Ten Commandments, which Moses brought down from Mount Sinai, and a golden jar of the manna, which God used to feed Israel as they wandered through the wilderness. The golden lid of the ark was called the mercy seat. Once a year, the high priest would enter into the Holy of Holies and sprinkle blood from the sacrificial lamb over the mercy seat to atone for the sins of the people. In 1 John chapter 2, it says, "He is the propitiation for our sins." Propitiation means mercy seat. Jesus was the Lamb of God whose blood was shed to cover our sins. The very first thing we should give thanks for is that He shed His blood for us. Make His deeds known among the peoples. Thank Him publicly. Don't be ashamed to say grace in a restaurant. Did you know that in the New Testament, the same word translates grace and thanks and gift? It's the same word. Paul tells Timothy that giving thanks for food sanctifies it, and that is why we say grace before we eat. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. When we sing to the Lord, our hearts ought to be full of thanks for all that He does. Speak of all His wonders. When you see the stars in the sky, the mountains and the oceans and the forests and all of the beautiful creatures that fill them, thank Him for His creation. Boast in His holy name. The scripture says of Jesus, "For this reason God highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord." Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be joyful. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Listen to this. "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for prosperity and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." We must always seek Him. Remember His wonderful deeds, which He has done, His marvels, and the judgments from His mouth. you descendants of Israel, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. It is a good thing to take inventory of your history with the Lord and give him thanks accordingly. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Thank him for his justice, even when the world is unjust. Whenever someone asks me, "How is the world treating you?" I usually say, "You know, the world doesn't treat me so well, but the Lord treats me just fine." Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac. He also confirmed it to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying to you, "I will give you the land of Canaan as a portion of your inheritance." When they were only few in number, very few, and strangers in it, and they wandered from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he allowed no one to oppress them, and he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, "Do not touch my anointed ones, and do not harm my prophets." Think about the many promises God has made to you, and then thank him that he keeps his promises. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim good news of his salvation from day to day. Oh, thank him for the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Thank God that there is no one like him, the uncreated creator. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Let your thanksgiving be joyful, even full of laughter. When you worship at church, there should be joy in your heart. When you gather with your friends and family, let there be laughter and joy because of all that God has done. That's thanksgiving. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. The word ascribe means to give credit. Give him credit for all that he has done in your life. Give him the glory. Bring an offering and come before him. Tithes and offerings ought to be an act of gratitude for his provision. James says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights." Worship the Lord in holy attire. What is holy attire? Listen to Colossians. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That is the holy attire that we ought to be clothed with. Tremble before him, all the earth. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Let the heavens be joyful and the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." Let the sea roar and everything it contains. Let the field rejoice and everything that is in it. Then let the trees of the forest sing for joy in the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. This reminds me of a passage in Romans chapter 8 that says, "The creation eagerly waits for the return of the Lord." Give him thanks that he is coming again. And then it closes with this. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Then say, save us, God, of our salvation, and gather us and save us from the nations. To give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen. And they praised the Lord. As people who have come to know and believe the love which God has for us, we have so much to be thankful for. That Jesus died for our sins, for the wonders of creation, that there is power in his name, that when we seek him, we find him. For everything he has ever done, for his justice, that he keeps his promises, for the good news, that he is the one true God, for the joy he gives us, that he deserves the glory, that he provides for us everything we need, for purifying us, that he is coming again, that he is good. May your hearts be full this Thanksgiving. This is Jim Barrier, and I hope that you will join me this season giving thanks to the Lord our God. And I hope that you will join us again on Since You Asked.
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.